Hello, my name is Daisy Foss, and I'm so excited to be on UK Health Radio. I've been invited by Amanda Nelson, while she's away, to take care of her shows. Where shall we start? It's show 5 already. My goodness me, how do we get here? Oh, it's been such a roller coaster, hasn't it? I mean, we have had one of the most incredible spring seasons so far, to my knowledge. It really started with the spring equinox. That was such a strong, energetic experience for everybody, and full on into Passover. And then full moon in Aries. My goodness me, that really did show the men from the boys, didn't it? If you had any more stuff that needed to come up, whoa, it's going to pull it up then, wasn't it? And then we, with the goddess Ostara, this really strong full moon, the time of the dragon's eggs, the time of the goddess Ostara, bringing us up to Easter festival of the crucifixion and the resurrection. And now, where are we now? Oh, well, we're, you know what they say, after the ecstasy, it's the laundry. It's the time to clear up, to really look and evaluate and see where you are, and really just review what went on for you during this incredible rebirthing and resurrection time that we found ourselves in. And I've loved sharing my experiences with you. So what are we going to be talking about today? I'm going to explore a bit more about the dragon lines and the connection with the dragon lines and of Merlin, and how the new now, this new time of the reset of the time after the pandemic, which was really like a line in the sand for lots of people. I spoke to somebody today and she said, oh yeah, the before times and the after times. And it really has felt like that, hasn't it? How's it been like for you? Was there a before the pandemic and after the pandemic? So that's what we're going to talk about, this new now, and how you can ask the angels to help you with going forward. And the system I use to go forward came directly from the angels. It's called, or I call it, the Angels of Awakening, 12 Principles of Love, Life and Creation. So I'm going to share those with you later on in the show. So do stay tuned. I look forward to sharing that with you. Amanda will be back next week. I can't wait to tell her what's been happening. This has been the first time I've actually made my very own radio show. I know. Everyone thinks I do it all the time, but actually it's other people that make it and other people that do the technical stuff. So it has been a real eye-opener, and I bless Amanda for giving me the opportunity. I do hope you've enjoyed it. It's been a proper learning curve. One day I said to Paul, my ears are hurting, and he said to me, it's better if you turn the soft bit inside. I'd swiveled the earphones round and it was all the hard outside that was against my earlobe. And so, yeah, it's been quite a giggle. Not so much the second time, though, when I'd nearly finished and I got to the end and I'd forgotten to save, and I lost the lot and I had to start again. Do send me some feedback if you'd like to hear more about my journey, or if you have a question about angels or Merlin or dragon's eggs or the Elohim or ascended masters or anything that is vaguely to do with the spiritual journey and the esoteric energies that I teach and I talk to you about. So it's daisyfoss.com or Daisy Foss on Facebook and Instagram, or Daisy Foss Global on Facebook too. And of course I've got a YouTube page, which has got all the 11-11 meditations that I was doing during lockdown. Yeah, I did one every single day so that people could connect with the angels, and they're still there. And I continue on a Wednesday every week, just so that there is a connection with the angels for those who are still not feeling strong enough to venture out from their homes. So it is time to step forth. It is time to really embrace life, and really for that new beginning, really now to step into the spring and step into the new now. This is the new cycle, and the light is getting brighter, the days are getting longer, and it is time for you to, you know, we talk about spring cleaning, but it's not just the house, is it, or the garden, it's also yourself. And last time we talked about the 21 chakra cleansing system. I hope you enjoyed that. And of course, that is working with the Elohim angels and the angels of awakening. And we met them in the Great Pyramid in Egypt, and we met the Elohim angels in the temples, and Merlin in Glastonbury. And they were my three stories that I brought you to let you know who I am and who I work with. But I work with lots of other angels and beings of light as well. One of those is the Ascended Masters, another group of divine beings on a different dimensional space. And these Ascended Masters have been here since time began, along with the angels and Merlin. Saint Germain, who is the holder of the violet flame in the Flames of Ascension, he's also sometimes known as Merlin. They're very similar, like Thoth. They're the magicians. They work on this violet, indigo, purple ray that transforms and transmutes and brings forth the magic. And it's this magic that really can dissolve and demanifest the fears. People say to me, how on earth can that happen? Well, I have no idea. It just does. It is magic. It's a mystery. It's vibrational. Its higher frequency transforms and transfers back to source. That's the mystery and the magic of Merlin and Saint Germain. The other Ascended Master that I work with all the time is Kuan Yin, the goddess of compassion. Oh my goodness me, she is so delightful. She is the Eastern version of Mary, and she is the bodhisattva of compassion. The legend is that she will not leave the planet until the last child has stopped crying. She's always there for mothers and babies, mothers and children. She's always there for those who are in bereavement and grief, holding their hand, holding their energy. And Kuan Yin is a goddess who helps you cross over. So if there's someone who is ready to pass, then she will help them to pass. She will hold the space for them to cross the void to heaven. There are so many Ascended Masters. I think that's another show, don't you? Let's talk about the Elohim, though. I love these angels. And again, we'll be talking about these more later on in the show when I talk to you about their individual temples and the crystals and the sounds that they use in them that you can go to and visit whenever you'd like. The Elohim archangels are Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael. These are the ones that bring protection and healing, and they are most prevalent at this time on the planet. They're the archangels that come first as well. Whenever you call an archangel with that cry, OMG, oh my Gaia, the angels will come. Up till now, you've heard snippets of my husband Paul's music. He's a composer of many years, and he made me this series. It's the Archangels Angelic Crystal Sound Healing Temple Meditation Music. I do hope you enjoy it. It's part of a guided meditation that you can find on my website, daisyfoss.com. You can find Paul's music on Spotify too, if you have a good look for Cosmic Percussionist. I'm often asked, where do the angels come from? And how do I know they're there? It's through experience. How do you know that a colour is black or white? And how do you know if it's hot or cold? It's through experience and through wisdom. Other people telling you, guiding you and teaching you. And that's how it's been with me, Merlin, and the angels. I like to think of these dimensions and the esoteric energy that we work with being like a loaf of bread. And there's 12 slices of these levels, these planes, and these 12 slices are the different dimensions. It's called quantum physics, and it's such a big, deep subject. I promised Amanda I wouldn't get too technical, so I won't. The angels of awakening, they come from the 13th dimension. That's outside of our loaf of bread, if we're using the quantum physics analogy of our being 12 slices making a loaf. So the angels are outside of our being, but the angels of the Elohim, they are our creator gods, so they are inside our loaf of bread. And they're actually to be found and connected through the 7th dimension, the 7th slice of your loaf. I do try and make it simple. And the ascended masters are probably the 8th or 9th layer, and the gods and goddesses are of the 10th and the 11th layers. So these frequencies, these levels of a bit like sound and octaves, they all go through these different layers to receive the information, and they bring that through to you. Your body filters that information and you can connect with it as you learn how to use it, how you learn to play your energetic system. So these angels, they come through frequencies, they come through the air, they come through the land, and they come through what we call galactic ley lines. Galactic ley lines, synchronic ley lines, and the dragon lines. The dragon lines are the wavy lines, and the ley lines are straight solid lines. And then through to the micro lines, from the micro lines through to your vital web, through to your divine lines. So it flows with ease and with grace, and the angels can come through these with joy, with sparkles, with all kinds of energy, if you're open to it. Open hand, open heart, and open mind, and then the world is your oyster. Or is it a lobster? I can never remember. These dragon lines are literally like rivers, and they weave the energy into the land. The synchronic lines are slightly above the land. They can be hundreds and hundreds of miles above the land. And the ley lines are absolutely in the land. And so with these lines of energies, these rivers of energies, they flow through the electromagnetic grids of the world. And they have been here forever. The ancient Egyptians and the ancient Vedics all knew about these grids. And where the grids cross, that's where there are nodes, and these nodes are called yantras, or the dragon's eggs, where the dragon line crosses with another. There's an egg, because the divine feminine and the divine masculine, bringing heaven to earth, bringing Father Sky through to Mother Earth, creates a divine child, the egg, the dragon's egg. So this is where the sacred cities, the sacred towns, the sacred spaces where sages and mages of old, of ancient, have recognized the differences in people when they've gone to these places, when they've been at these places. And a lot of people think, maybe you do, that the churches planted the yew trees, but actually the yew trees grow on these lines, these particular energy tracks, and the churches were built within the yew groves. So when you see a church with a yew tree in it, the yew tree has usually been there a lot longer than the church. And certainly the energy of it is such that it feeds the spiritual connection to the building itself. Glastonbury is one of these yantras, so is Sedona, so is Vercisella in Italy, where Damanhur is built. There's many of them, and of course they all have connections to Merlin, the dragon speaker. Merlin, who connects with the dragon lines and can communicate their energy through magic and mystery and more. So much more after the break. But first, a few words from our sponsors. This is Daisy Foss here on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So welcome back. I'm Daisy Foss and this is UK Health Radio. I am a motivational healer. I've been working in energetics, just like Amanda, for a long time now, and I am a transformational coach. And what I really enjoy doing is seeing the transformation of clients. So people who come to me for healing for one thing, and they go away with all sorts of other things, just shining and sparkling and really feeling good, as the whole body has been given a spring clean. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. What do I mean by a spring clean? I mean really looking at yourself in a new way, in a fresh as a daisy sort of way, a way that just turns everything upside down. You know, when you do a spring clean in the home, you really get into all the corners, turn the beds over and wash the walls, clean the windows. Oh my goodness me, do you do that? I don't think I do that. But I did do it for my body. Isn't that strange? I do at this time of year, absolutely sit down and review and look at all the things that have been working and all the things that haven't. And when I say body, I mean not just the physical body, but the mental and the emotional needs as well. And sometimes the karmic and the spiritual needs that we have, which often get overlooked. I start with the physical body and look at other ways of eating my food and how to improve on the diet. It's not just a diet, but a lifestyle. With the emotional body, I look to see what's making me unhappy and what I can change about that. For the mental body, I look to see how I can change my thoughts, how I can change my outlook and what it is that would be good to improve. And for the karmic body, it's about experiences. It's about making new memories. It's about remembering the good things, not just the bad. And also to clear out all those old thought forms, those old ego positions. And the spiritual body is about having more faith in myself and having more faith in those around me. And really just looking for the good in everyone and random acts of kindness, really thinking of others before I think of myself. I'm making it sound virtuous and holier than thou. It's not like that at all. They are conscious decisions that I make, and I'd like to share with you how I come to pull all those together in a principle. The 12 principles of the angels of awakening, of love, life and creation, and how the angels gave these to me. This is the story of how the angels of awakening presented the 12 principles of love, life and creation. I'd had my centre in Glastonbury, the Daisy Centre, for quite a while, and we were coming up to the big event of 2012, and they asked me to take special care over the month of December. So I wondered what that meant, and I was making all these plans to go to Mexico, to go to America, to go here, to go there. And then one morning they said, no, we've given you a healing centre in the heart of Glastonbury. We want you to stay here. And it was like, oh, okay. So because of that very clear sign from the angels of the Elohim at that time, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, and the seven other archangels all made it really clear that I was to stay in the centre because this is where they had raised the vibration and raised the energy ready for this incredible event of 2012. Because this was the time of the end of the Mayan calendar and the world as we knew it was supposed to come to an end. Well, for some people it did. It really changed, and from an energetic point of view, the energy of the world completely changed because that was the year that Gaia woke up. It was a phenomenal experience, only to be repeated again 7 years later in 2019, with the effect happening in 2020, when we all know what happened that year, don't we? Humanity woke up, and we're still on that journey today. Are you enjoying the ride? I am, most certainly. So the angels asked me to have a meditation for the whole month of December 2012. Because of that, I really made this space very special, and lots of people came every night, and we would prepare the place with the Elohim angels, and the angels of awakening would visit every day. Did you hear the sound? They always make a sound to confirm. I'm going to take that as a cue to play more of my husband Paul's music. He composed these for the Elohim angels for their Archangel Crystal Healing Temple series. Do have a listen, and I'll be back after the break with the 12 principles of the Angels of Awakening, love, life and creation.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. This is why music is so important to your soul. It remembers and it can connect through these frequencies. You'll find him on Spotify as The Cosmic Percussionist or on my original website, angelsofawakening.com. So welcome back. I'm Daisy Foss and this is UK Health Radio, and I'm in the middle of my story about the Angels of Awakening and the 12 Principles of Love, Life and Creation. The angels also asked me to make a wand, and I had a stick that I'd found in the abbey when I'd been walking with my grandson Ronnie, and so we tied a ribbon every day from the 1st to the 12th of December, and every day we would bring through one of these new principles of creation, of love, of life. And these are the principles that I'd like to share with you right now. The first principle is harmlessness, and of course this sounds very simple. Harmlessness. Being harmful to others is not something that we would do intentionally, but it's amazing how often our actions are harmful to others without us even knowing it. So to be conscious about this principle of being harmless to everybody, including yourself, not having a thought that is harming you, an action that is harming you, or anyone else around you. It is a fabulous principle to start with, harmlessness. And because of this thought form, harmlessness, the second principle arises, and that is right action. This is taking that action that just flows. It flows through kindness. It flows through truth. And the third principle is one of love. And love is all there is. Everything else is fear. Love is absolute harmlessness and right action in motion. It's absolute unconditional being. Honest and truthful and loving. And when you use these principles and when you live by these principles, it's easier for the next three principles to arise. And these are compassion, forgiveness, and truth. Through harmlessness, right action, and love, compassion just is so obvious. It melts the heart, and I like to think of compassion as passion arising, the love of passion in action, compassion. What about you? Do you have compassion for yourself and forgiveness for yourself, or is it just for other people? Because it's really important to start with these principles focused on yourself, focused on what you would like to receive. And this reveals your truth. The truth of the situation, the truth of the action, the truth of your belief system, and the truth. Because when you have harmlessness, right action and love, compassion, forgiveness, and truth, these are all the doing principles. These are all the lessons and life to live by. This was now day 6 with the Angels of Awakening and the Angels of the Elohim in our meditations in December 2012. And of course, 6th of December is St. Nicholas's Day. And this was the day of gifts. And we had really felt like we had been given this incredible gift. The wand was becoming very colourful with all of the different ribbons that we'd tied to it. And they had quite long strings to them as well. I'd put a Herkimer crystal on the end of the stick, stuck with plasticine, and it's still there to this day. The messages from the archangels and the angels of awakening just kept coming. We didn't know what was going to happen from day to day. It was very exciting. And I don't know about you, but when you're in the middle of something, you don't always know how significant it's going to be until you get to the end. This was a lesson of being in the moment, of being open-hearted, open mind and open hands, ready to receive whatever the messages were, because these messages are so important for us now in 2023 on this pathway to ascension that we are going through in the new now. Let's get back to the 12 principles of the angels. Where were we now? Oh, I remember, halfway through. The next six principles are the receiving ones, and it starts with harmony and balance. When you have harmony and balance, they sound the same, but actually harmony is being able to fit in, being able to be at one with the situations. And balance is being equal to that. I think harmony is also being in that space of Zen, of being harmonious with your situation and trying to find a way to be harmonious with colleagues at work or family, just finding that balance that brings you happiness and joy. So balance and harmony brings gratitude. And it's this attitude of gratitude that really helps to integrate, to embody, and to really bring about this harmony, balance, and feeling of joy, feeling of happiness. Because without these two feelings, joy and happiness, that's when harmful thoughts start to arise. And of course, we come back to the beginning, harmlessness, right action, and love for yourself, bringing compassion, forgiveness, and truth. This will bring about harmony and balance and gratitude, being grateful and appreciative for everything that life is giving you. When was the last time you sat down and said thank you to yourself for all of the beautiful, amazing things that you've done? And what about your partner, your husband? When was the last time you said thank you for everything that they do for you? Even the little things, it's the little things that matter, isn't it? And finally, the last three principles of the Angels of Awakening. These come naturally once you have put the other six in place. First one is peace. A peace of mind, a peace of being, a peace that shines from the centre of your heart, radiating your gorgeousness, your energy, right out into the world. And from that place of peace, bliss just arises. The bliss of being, non-attached, free of worry, just blissful in your being, in your existence. Radiating that love, joy, happiness, and all the other emotions that arise from that state of love. And last but not least, the principle of grace. Ah, this is my most favourite, I think. Grace brings that serenity, brings in that sovereignty, brings in that feeling of just gliding through life, gliding through love. And of course, a sense of grace is what we need if we are starting through harmlessness, right action, and love. And that's the beauty of these principles, is you can break into them at any time. They are circular, they flow, and that's the joy of using them daily, is that you can really feel how they enhance your life and how in this new now they really are very precious, very special. And ever since the 2012, I've been using them and I've been sharing them in my classes, sharing them online, sharing them in this way. So I do hope that these principles of the angels have helped you.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
moral of this story is you don't know what you've got until you start using it. And that has been a lifelong thing for me. I collect things and I don't always open the box at that time. I wait until the right time, and the angels are always there to guide me with that. And so is Merlin. Last year he got so excited when he saw a friend's solo studio that I asked Paul for one for Christmas, and it stayed in the box until now. When Amanda asked me to do these shows, I couldn't tell you how delighted I am to open the box and to be able to share my stories with you. And I want to say a great big thank you to my husband, who's not just an amazing composer, but also a wonderful producer. I couldn't have done this without him. He has been so patient with me, teaching me how to use the equipment. And I want to say a great big thank you to UK Health Radio. So, it's a wrap. Wow, 5 shows. Goodness gracious me. I did it. Now it's back to healing for me. If you want to have a healing, a motivational healing or a transformational coaching session, then please do get in contact with me. I'd be delighted to help you with any issue or matter that you have. I work multidimensionally with angels and with Merlin and would love to hear from you. My name is Daisy Foss, and you can find me on daisyfoss.com, Twitter, YouTube, and all my socials, Daisy Foss Instagram and Daisy Foss Global. And I want to say a great big thank you to Amanda Nelson. Amanda has been on retreat in Vietnam. Oh my goodness me, can't wait to hear how she got on, can you? I've been all over the world, but I haven't been to Vietnam. So if she's going to organise retreats there again, I think I'm going to go with her next time. What about you? So much for listening to me. Thank you for everyone who's given me the opportunity to do this show. And I thank you as well from the bottom of my heart, this beautiful big heart, giving you a wonderful big angelic etheric hug. Until next time. Lots of love. Thank you.